Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing. The thought for today is rather long. It says, relationships begin when people dream together. Relationships end when people stop dreaming together. How many people do you know who fall in love and they just love each other's body and they think, oh, she's so pretty and beautiful and he is so handsome, you know, and they go together and they like each other's prettiness and then they get married and they start living together and they find that he is vacuous, he is empty, and she is addle-brained, she is empty too. And the two of them, of course, make a good pair because they're both empty, so they don't miss anything. But if one of them happens to have any imagination and the other is just vacuous, is just empty, the relationship is kind of tough. But when, for instance, two young people meet in the scientific labs of some college or school or business, and they have a spark between them, they at least know that they have something in common. They know they have an interest in common. And his interest may be different than hers. His interest may be in a different area of scientific research, and her interest may be in another area of scientific research. And insofar as that is true, they are diverse. However, they're both interested in scientific research. Now, scientific research by itself presumes that you are going to be using your imagination, because you can just use chemicals and move them together and do different things in a certain way, only so much. But then the creativity comes when you begin to dream of a goal, a purpose, the cure of cancer, the cure of AIDS, the cure of anything, you know. When you start having that as your dream and your goal, then when you begin to dream about it, you begin to dream about the goal. What chemicals are going to be beneficial in curbing this scourge? What activity is going to be helpful scientifically or mentally or spiritually or whatever, to bring this under control? So, a lot of times people create placebos. Now, a placebo is like a sugar pill. It has no power to do anything except to the imagination. And they create these placebos because they want to find out what people's real motivation is for experiencing whatever they're experiencing. Let's call it cancer. That's kind of a general thing. So they make these placebo pills in different colors, you know, in different feelings and different tastes, you know, so that it has a little tartness to it or something. And they say, now this is, you know, excellent medicine. And they have the person take it, or whatever the guinea pig is, and they tell them, this is outstanding. It is going to give you immediate results. You're going to feel totally different, and all of your problems are going to be gone. So they can tell that to maybe 10 people, and as many as 5 people would bite, would believe that it's going to make the difference, and it does. The other 5, Massimino, a little of this, a little of that. Maybe it helped, maybe it didn't. But this is true of any pill. There's pills that doctors give to patients who have, let's say, a cold sore. A cold sore is a sore caused by something, a bacterium. Theoretically, should be able to take a pill or a salve and completely clear it up. But for some people, it doesn't work. For some people, no matter what you put on it, it's not going to clear it up. So there is some sort of a magic that goes on in the body and the mind. And this magic needs to be learned or understood or spoken to. And when it is spoken to and learned and understood, then wonderful things can take place. However, there are always going to be those exceptions who the pill doesn't work for, even with the same problem. And of course, that all harkens back to what is the cause of the situation. Now, when two people can work together on a dream such as that, that's pretty marvelous. Each one goes off in some tangent to the dream and brings to the dream their own uniqueness. Matsumo in Lugano, he works with a group of people to be a creative think tank. And in his think tank, he's getting people to come up with new ideas of handling problems. They're given a problem, and they're supposed to come up with some sort of solution to the problem. They're supposed to come up with some computer activity which will solve an insurance broker's problem, excuse me, or insurance house's problem. And they don't know what they're doing. All they know is here are some factors, and they want to bring those factors into control. And so Matsumo, in his great wisdom, it's not really super great, but it's great, has put two people together to work on each project. As he says, they can't go too far wrong before one of them catches it. But what he meant to say was, the two of them stimulate each other to come up with creative ideas about the project itself. They sort of bat it back and forth between the two of them, and they come up with some other things. Now, those two people who are working together and have been working together as a team, because there's simpatico between them, there's some electricity between them, would make a perfect married couple, because they have this relationship, they have this togetherness, they have this feeling of working harmonious. And when they do that, things happen. Relationships begin when people dream together. Relationships end when people stop dreaming together. So, as these two people, sometimes two men, two women, man and woman, whatever, as they're working together, magic is taking place. And they look almost like they're a married couple. They look almost like they're in love with each other. They look almost like they're devoted to each other. But what they really are is they're devoted to the idea, and they're batting the idea off each other's brain, and they're batting the idea off each other's thinking bit. And their relationship is fabulous because they're dreaming together. They're dreaming of magic, and they're dreaming of wonderment. They're dreaming of conclusions that would be so wonderful. They'd be so utterly fantastic, but they're dreaming of that, and they're having a lot of fun. Now, can you and I, can we dream with another person and have a beautiful relationship? The reason many marriages have a difficult time is that the husband doesn't bring his work home from work in the evening. Now you say, hey, I thought he wasn't supposed to do that. I thought he's supposed to leave his work at the office. No, work perhaps, detail work. But if he were to bring home the wonderment that he has about his job, if he were to say to his wife, you know, today we were working on this project, and these things came up and just actually boggled our mind. What do you think about that? What do you think about it? Dream with me a little bit on that. And his wife would say, well, just off the top, I'd say it sounds like they're hung up on this old thesis, the old theme, the old theory, and they cannot get past it to the new theory. And how do you get past it to the new theory? Well, to do it, you have to be crazy. You have to think in ways that you've never thought before. You have to be dramatic and dynamic and outrageous, you know. And then something happens. And the husband says, yeah, but how can you be dynamic and outrageous when you're having to be sensible? Well, the sensible part comes after that. The dynamic and outrageous part, that's the dreaming part. That's the wonderment part. That's the part where the magic is set in motion. Then the idea begins to unfold. So relationships begin when people dream together. A husband and wife, they don't have to say, I have to do this bookkeeping and I have to do this work here from the office. No, no, no. At the office, I had this problem, this thing, and I just don't know how to think about it. Now, perhaps from your point of view, you know, you work in a bank and I work in a chemical factory. Perhaps from your point of view in the bank, you might have a thought about that. And his wife gives her a banker's thoughts on these things. She's the president and director-in-chief of the Bank of America. And so she, you know, she didn't get there because she was stupid, you know. She got there because she was a dreamer. She got there because she thought she could get there, you know. If she had not thought she'd get there, she'd never be even putting herself in line to be there. But these are people with imagination. These are people with magic in them. These are people that make the world go round. And these are the kind of people that we want to be, the kind of people that make the world go round. What have you done in your relationships recently? Now, Sylvia, you and Ingeborg here, you have a relationship. And your relationship is usually one of static between the two of you. Instead of being a relationship of great love and great enthusiasm, how could you dream together and develop a relationship that is just really magnificent? To the benefit of both of you, of course. How could you do that? Now, the way you could go about doing that is to look at Ingeborg and say, that's a woman who's got a lot on the ball. I want to find out what it is. And Ingeborg to look at you and say, you are an orderly, competent, capable woman beyond any woman I have ever seen in my whole life with your capacity. And you piss me off. you drive me up the wall because you're so damn good. And I am normal and I do things well, but I don't have your great talent. And I know you're always expecting me to be just as good as you are, because that's the way you view everybody in your world, and that's a very fine thing to do, but I'm not there yet. So I'd like to dream with you on my goals and on your goals and on our goals, if you let me. But you, Sylvia, are 3 miles down the road before the rest of us even take our first step. You're already off and running with your imagination, with your dreams, with your goals, and we just stepped off the curb and started walking down the road. This is not bad, but it makes you feel that you left us behind, which you have. It makes you feel that we are not interested in what you're doing, because you're so far down the road. Now, the best way for people to have a good relationship, and that's not only you and Ingeborg and Sylvia, but with Ellen and I and anybody else who comes here, is to remember that anybody who shows somebody else something and does it with the genius of their ability, it doesn't work. Ellen would often say, when she'd ask Jan about something, and Jan come along and about on the computer, Ellen would say, well, what did you do? You know, his fingers just rapidly did what had to be done. And she says, but. Now, Jan too was 2 miles down the road before the rest of us step off the curb. And this is a tough thing. And it's tough for people who are so brilliant and so capable to not slow down, but to include other people in their journey without making anybody feel inferior. So if you would like to come home from the office and say to your family, I've got this problem. Now, how could I go around solving it? Let's just, you know, think tank it around the table. And so your little kid says, well, why don't you stop trying to solve it and start seeing it already solved? And my God, stupid answer. No, not so stupid. And others, why didn't I think of that? But out of the mouths of babes, out of the mouths of people who apparently are simple, apparently are unlearned, apparently unexperienced in these things, and they come up with great ideas, great and wonderful ideas. Well, that's dreaming together. And you'll find Ariel and Will Durant wrote the history of the world in many volumes. They wrote the history of philosophy, the history of this, the history of that. They're super writers, just absolutely super writers. And they didn't have any children, but their books were their children. The two of them were intellectual giants. They had fabulous minds, and they had read and taught and so forth for years, and then they began writing. And they had such a smooth, easy writing capacity that they made history a joy for people. Any person who has to do something in history and can do it with Will Durant or Ariel Durant's work are blessed, are really blessed. And people who are in science, who find science so intimidating and so difficult, if they'd read Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan has a way of taking these complex scientific concepts and making them into simple everyday phrases that make you feel very comfortable with them. He did a wonderful job, a wonderful job. In fact, he was thought so highly of that the public television asked him to do a series on scientific study for the television. He did a series, I'm not sure how many he did, because I'd never seen them, but I heard about them, that he, perhaps 30 two, three, 4 hour programs. And they were so outstanding. So that the schools in the country have taken it as part of their program for training students. And it has made such a movement forward into the scientific field by young people that it's probably something that we could all well benefit by seeing these videos, these audio video tapes. They're really amazing. But you see, we don't know, at least it's not been made public, perhaps it's knowledgeable, but we don't know who dreamed with Carl Sagan, whether it's his wife, or whether it's his children, or whether it's the minds of all the people that he's come in contact with. And Ingeborg would come up and say, well, I don't believe that the theory of the Big Bang is realistic at all. And so Carl would say, oh, there's somebody who doesn't believe that. Now, why is it you don't believe it? And then Ingeborg would come up with some inane idea because she's not scientifically organized, but it's something that touches her heart. It's something that spoke to her. And so she tells this to Carl. And Carl says, ah, another book. Ah, a wonderful concept for study and research, and beautiful things come of it. But you see, that's dreaming together. Even though Ingeborg might only be a passing light, a passing moment in, but it's with that dream that he builds mountains and builds grand monuments to education and understanding. And this is pretty much where we like to be too. We like to build these monuments and build these relationships. relationships begin when people dream together. It doesn't necessarily mean marriage. It doesn't necessarily mean long-term relationships. Oscar Hammerstein and whatever the other guy's name was, they were a team, and they wrote music together. And one wrote the lyrics, and the other wrote the music. And their music was absolutely magnificent. Their music was played in movies, on stage, on the theater, for years and years and years, and is still dearly loved because it is sentimental. It is uplifting, and it is positive, and it is catchy. It's a catchy thing that makes you want to sing these songs. I think he did the fair, State Fair, mm-hmm. and a few of these others, and Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, and a few of those others, So but these are the type of things that were magic. The two of them inspired the other. One,
Roger and Hammerstein.
Roger and Hammerstein, that's right. One of them would come up with the words, and the other would say, da, 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 ba, and then somebody would come up with some music, and then the other would come up with, I got a dream that it can't end. And they would just harmonize. They just flow together. Both could play the piano. Both could sing. Both could compose and write. But one had a flair for words, and the other, and the magic of like rap type thing, And the other had the magic for the music. What a relationship. Relationships end when people stop dreaming together. Well, they never stop dreaming together. Other people, too, never stop dreaming together. Beautiful teams, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Dancers, unbelievable. Many wonderful things come out of life when people dream together. So set your program for yourself to start dreaming. And whenever you talk to anyone, whenever you're with anyone, or you think about anybody, let them be a catalyst for you in your dreaming. Let them be the relationship that causes you to sparkle forth with some new magic. Because to be a dreamer means you come up with wonderful things beneficial to you, to your world, and to the whole universe. So, have a wonderful day, and remember, I love you very much.